We're all different when it comes to sex, so I rarely find a product that makes me think every home should have one. However, I want to shout about splashblanket.com. They make cozy and crucially fluid-proof sheets, blankets, robes, and loads more for sex and anything else that might get messy. Use the code GOTN10, G-O-T-N-10, for 10% off at splashblanket.com. Every single purchase will help support this website. This is a post in which I attempt to normalise 10 condom fucks. Okay, so hear me out. 10 condom fucks. Fucks which require a large number of condoms. Fucks which start at about 2 p.m, are interspersed with drinks and chatting and playing Beat Saber and slow dancing sexily in the middle of the living room. Fucks which ebb and flow between oral, penetration and naked touching, meaning every time you decide you're going to get down to it, you slip on a new condom. Fucks which mean you have to scatter condoms throughout the apartment so there's always one easily to hand. 10 condom fucks. Give me your marketing budget, condom manufacturers, and let's get stuck in. Condoms are usually sold, in corner shops at any rate, in packs of 3 or 12. Not since I was a broke student have I ever bought a 3-pack. It's just not enough, is it? Like, let's say you're hanging out with a hot person and you're definitely going to bang them. You'll probably want to fuck them at least twice, right? One condom for safety in case you mess up putting it on or it splits or something. And you're left with two measly condoms with which to enjoy however much sex the pair of you have the energy for. No. 10 condom fucks. That's where it's at. Here's how it goes down. When I arrive at his house, we drink coffee. It's cold outside, and coffee will help warm me up. Next, a shower for more warmth and the removal of all the sweat I've poured out on the cycle ride over. I am both cold and sweaty. Fuck winter. Perhaps I'm just procrastinating, though, because I have to do something quite tricky today. I have to get a guy who I've bareback fucked for the last 9 years to feel comfortable switching back to condoms. Yeah, I know. It's not a question of him throwing a tantrum or being grumpy. As soon as I suggest it, he says sadly, "Yeah, good point." And we look at each other for a minute to centre ourselves and silently acknowledge what this means. I tell him I've brought a selection of different condoms so we can choose which ones are best. And I've also brought ideas about how to make this really, really hot. It's no lie. I've been thinking about it all week. When I emerge from the bathroom, I'm wearing tiny shorts, a black top and no knickers. I bend over the kitchen counter, ostensibly to get my short-sighted eyes closer to the mirror to do my makeup, but really to make sure that the shorts stretch tight over my arse so he'll see it from the corner of his eye and come over and fuck me. He sees it. He comes over. I tell him, "Touch me really gently. I'm doing my eyeliner." And he does. Runs his hands over the smooth fabric of the shorts, squeezes my arse gently. His dick starts to swell in his pants, and I can see the outline of it in the mirror. "Now smack it," I tell him. "Gently." He does. Next, I tell him, "Pull down the shorts, slowly." Ditto. "Feel how wet this is making me," I tell him, and he moans slightly as he slides his fingers along the slickness between my legs. "Put your thumb in my cunt," I continue. He does this, all the while I'm focusing on doing my makeup in the mirror, occasionally making eye contact with him as he explores my clit and cunt. "Now," I tell him, "show me your dick." He pulls it out, stands slightly to the side so I can see in the mirror just how hard it is, squeezes it when I tell him to so that I can see how much blood there is flooding to fill the meat of it. I really, really want him to slip it in. And before he does that, I need him to slide on a condom. I need him to do it without feeling awkward about the break in the action as one or other of us disappears to pick it up. "Do you want to fuck me?" I ask him. And he nods eagerly. So, go get a condom, bring it back here. He does, and he is awkward for a second. His trousers are partway down and retrieving the condom requires some shuffling. He makes a comment about the awkwardness, which I completely ignore. I've put down the makeup but maintained position, bent over the kitchen counter, cunt wet and ready, one hand now eagerly rubbing circles around my clit. When he returns, I make eye contact with him and tell him, "Put it on, then slide inside me really fucking slowly. Just the head at first. Make me want it. Make me squirm for it. Make me fucking feel every single inch of it." That first time when we're fucking, he comes. Just a couple of minutes into the day, after my strict instructions that he fuck me good and hard, enough that the kitchen counter slams against my hips and makes them bruise, he asks, "Do you want my fucking cum?" And I tell him, "Yes, fuck yes, please, 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 please." One condom, done. But this one condom fuck at the start of our hangout means he's drained and empty, all ready for 9 more goes. For the rest of the day, we ebb and flow between fucking, not fucking, and almost but not quite fucking. There's the bit of the evening where we have drinks and a smoke. Another bit where I kneel down to suck him off and he decides that what he wants more is to stuff it into my cunt. The bit where we watch old episodes of Taskmaster. Another bit where I express a desire to be fucked firm and slow while I put my bullet vibe on my clit so I can close my eyes and concentrate as I come good and hard round his cock. There's the bit where we play Beat Saber on the Oculus and I get annoyed that he's beaten my high scores. And in between, there's the bit where I ride him on the sofa and partway through he places his hands on my hips and tells me, "No, don't move, stop, 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 I don't want to come just yet." The bit where we gather condom packets from around the room, marvelling at how many we've managed to get through. 6 condoms so far. Sometimes I beat myself up for being the kind of person who cares more about a guy's orgasm than my own, for thinking that sex has to end in spunk in order for me to truly count it as successful. But sometimes, like this day, I realise that in practice, I don't actually behave like that. In practice, I'm happy to fuck once, twice, 5 times without spunk, because this isn't multiple short and aborted shags. It's a single 10-condom fuck that lasts an entire afternoon. As the day wears on and we make it through 3 different brands, he starts to get a feel for which ones work best, which fit best. And I glow with the knowledge that I've taught him this valuable thing. 10 condom fucks and experimentation means next time he bulk buys, he'll know which ones to order. The ones he can slip on most easily, which don't interrupt the overall tone of the two of us utterly ruining each other. Later, there's the bit where we slip into bed and he touches me all over because he isn't done yet, hasn't come yet. And I straddle his now condom-clad cock and ride the way I like it, all grinding and clit-touching and my pleasure first. He gets to watch me roll my eyes yet again as I come on his cock, then pounds me with relentless, urgent need that results in him not quite getting there. 7 condoms now, maybe 8 because I think we took a break. The next day we use more because there's still time. And besides, there's now an ocean of spunk backed up inside him and there's no way I'm leaving without draining him completely. At one point he pulls out and whips off the condom, splattering me from head to stomach in thick, white jizz. Then later, another condom, another go as he decides he wants the fun of coming inside my cunt. safely and comfortably because we know which condoms work best now. We've tried out enough of them to know. By the time I'm packing my stuff to head home, his flat is strewn with little squares of foil, 10 of them at least, though maybe more. And although each one doesn't denote an orgasm for him, it marks one more hot moment in this 10-condom fuck. One more instance when one or other of us said, let's fuck or go get a condom. One memory of the instant where we switched from fucking about to actual fucking. One more peek on the graph which charts our horn over the last 24 hours. 10-condom fucks, people. Get involved. I'm not a condom manufacturer, which means that all my ingenious marketing ideas, which centre around normalising 10-condom fucks, are liable to languish unused forever. Unlike, I hope, my condoms. So if you do happen to be a condom manufacturer or seller and you'd like to nick this concept for your latest campaign, please feel free to do so. I'll be happy enough that someone is peddling the message that sex can last for a full day if you want it to, and that fucking can ebb and flow between casual touching through vigorous penetration, and even sometimes include a round of cocktails and Beat Saber. Feel free to credit me by linking to my blog or handing me a huge pile of cash when the inevitable bulk orders start rolling in. And if you're just a standard person who likes to fuck and uses condoms, feel free to block out a full day in your calendar, brainstorm all the filthy things you'd like to do, and get stuck in. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or help me make more of it by supporting the project on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet.